This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Just a couple of guys, just the hours before, in the hours before a massive NFL game. Right here in our city, or close to it, Chiefs Bills, the pregame show, The Price is Right, CBS just bringing everybody here to town for this game. Just a couple of guys talking about eggs before we start.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bachelor night for me.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm sort of like a cliche when it comes to I'll go home and what do I want to make? It, ironically, because I love to cook, but I love to cook for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be deli dinner, quote, deli dinner,
yeah.
Or it'll be eggs or something. I'll just,
yeah.
That'll be the point of the night. Exciting, isn't it? Friday night.
I did that on a solo night last week one night. Yeah, I know. It the days of like, ooh, Friday, and I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The puppy is a part of this.
Last time I did that, I was asleep in a chair by 9:30, I think. It was only probably a couple of weeks
ago. Oh, I'm like 5-1 to actually get to bed. The odds of me going to bed tonight are not great. They're not as good as, or long as, rather, the Browns to make the playoffs. They're more like the Broncos. They're more like those odds, you know,
yeah.
or the Bears, somewhere in that range to make the playoffs.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Football Friday on WGR in advance of Chiefs Bills, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. Well, I feel like I've heard it all this week. We started with, once we spent 3 minutes on the game in Indianapolis on Monday, we got to, like, what does this mean and what are the feelings, you know, like, sort of what is at stake here? And I think I've heard both from callers and from listening to the station at other times and from friends, everything from must win to W-E, whatever.
Yeah.
Today I had my teeth cleaned. And my hygienist always, you know, there's a Bills section of every time
sure.
I go to the dentist.
Gotcha.
You know, they wear Bills shirts on Fridays, like a lot of people at this place. And she said, what do you think, you know, Sunday? I'm like, if they played, if they by the spread, if they played seven times, the Bills would win four. Which is a totally unsatisfying answer to a normal person.
Right, right.
She wants to know which one of the seven will be this game.
What was the reaction to that?
Right? Tell me which of the seven.
Who am I dealing with? Did you
is this guy?
Jam something sharp into your gums at that point?
57? Maybe. That's usually what happens. I don't know if that was the reason, but. So she's like, yeah, you know, hopefully they win because this is the Super Bowl. Like, well, no, it isn't. We had very much like a caller early in the week.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, well, you know they'll lose in the end.
Yeah.
They always lose in the end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, come on. And then I sort of gave her the, well, why care about it then? You know? She's like, well, it's fun. But it's just so fatalistic.
You know what?
I swear to never be like that. I just will never want to be like that.
I know. I know. I want to defend that being fun, though. Not like. I don't know if I can. How hard do I want to try today? It's Friday.
Good question.
The misery part is an important part. It doesn't mean and I think I tried to explain this week that the lack of a real penal downside in this game with a loss is preventing me from getting all the way there. Like, I still don't, you know, it's Friday, so we've gotten through the week, and, you know, the game creeps closer. I want them to win more today than I did on Monday. You know, I care more about the outcome than I did on Monday, but I still can't shake the reality of potentially waking up on Monday morning and going, oh, they're 8-3 and they have a 4-game lead in the division, or maybe still a 5-game lead in the division. Who knows what the, you know, the Dolphins and Jets and Patriots all do. I just don't feel the threat. And without that, you know, it just takes a lot out of it for me. And that is sort of, isn't that predicated on some form of misery? I mean, it's a form of the juice that I need. I need that anxiety. And I think your hygienist, be too far around. Maybe I'm too far from the bend, and she's around the bend too far. Somewhere there's a sweet spot in there. But because assuming that they're going to lose, I want to win now because I know I can't beat them when it really matters. Like, I would never want to get there, but I understand the defeatist mentality. I was like that with the Red Sox for years until 2004 happened, and then it just went away. And I've said many times, I miss the quest. Once the quest is accomplished, you've done the thing that you wanted so badly to do. It's just sort of, the John Travolta Pulp Fiction meme where you're just sort of looking around like, I don't really know what I'm doing. What else is there to do here? I don't know.
So you're saying we have it actually the best?
Maybe kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Take that, Kansas City. Yeah, take that, Chiefs.
It's tricky because saying that does not mean I want an endless series of disasters and heartbreaking losses to befall my favorite team. I don't want that. What you want is a hearty chunk of that, and then win, like, oh, relieve the pressure. Then I think it gets a little dicey about how to proceed from there, but you still want the win. I want.
May we ever know.
Right. That's exactly.
May we ever find out.
And I don't think not everyone is like that. A lot of people love parades and will continue to paint their faces and fiercely defend their team and love their team. And I'm not saying I won't love my team or defend my team. It's different. So the misery, to me, is a necessary part of the recipe. So the threat of it not really being there, I mean, losing to the Chiefs is only going to hurt me so much. You know, if losing to the Chiefs meant I'm behind the Dolphins or the Jets or something, then that's a whole different thing.
I love psychoanalysis, and this is it's been a really interesting week for this, because I do think, if it's not too like dramatic or ridiculous even to say, I do think how you feel about this says something about you. And that's what you're saying here there's just not enough really on the line here for me to be afraid enough to get like super into it.
Right.
And I know myself well enough to recognize that I like that about this week. I have nothing to lose, and that makes me feel good. That's safe. I like safe. I need safe. And I know that there's no... I said it right away this week. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Well, I'll be 8-3. Wow. Terrible.
Right.
It's still November.
Right.
I mean, so I like that. I don't like being exposed. I don't like feeling that, you know, like I'm really putting myself out there. And that is kind of, this is a form of that. I would also say, too, since we're on this kind of track for a minute, all of it maybe is a form of misery. Liking sports.
Sure.
Seriously liking sports.
Yeah.
Like, because your team not almost always, usually loses. Like, usually.
Yeah.
In our case, always.
Right.
So far, but usually, most teams lose every year.
Right. And that is, you know, not to be too weird about it, but that's the bond. You know, that is the communal commiseration, you know, of the healing, like getting over it, just complaining about it, being mad, like, to whatever level. And that, to me, keeps you coming back. Again, I don't think, like, people are going to walk away if the Bills win this game or win the Super Bowl. It just tilts it everything, you know, very much on its axis, I think,
well,
if and when it happens.
I mean, we hope to someday find out, personally and professionally, I want to know.
Yeah.
Because they're going to move to a new stadium that will be gorgeous, but people are just out of their minds trying to figure out how to pay for it, the PSL piece mm-hmm. of it, and, like... It just doesn't it's the way it goes in pro sports, especially in the NFL, but it really just does not make sense for Buffalo. Like, it's just the cognitive dissonance of that stadium will be a thing. And we're told we have to have it. The people are going to pay. We're all paying for it. It's like this or lose the team, I guess, which is a very sad, helpless mm-hmm. feeling for something that's so beloved like the Bills are. But it's how it goes, and most season ticket holders are going to bend over backwards to pay through the nose to sit in there, and they'll even be cold, you know, and get snowed on and rained on, but they're going to do it because this is our lives, and it'll be too nice. It'll just be too nice. And you're telling me if they win a championship before that, mm-hmm. you know what? I'm good. I think I'm good. I got the thing I never had.
Right.
I got the ring. That's what I'm here for. I don't need another one. I don't need, you right. know, to feel like I'm living in some other world.
Boy, I would love. Maybe we'll find. Maybe they'll win it this year or next year.
The Bills have to make sure they do not win a championship this year or next year.
I wonder if they have some formula. I wonder what they think would happen. Like, if they won. Like, will people start...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
climbing over each other to get there, or will the opposite happen? Like you said, like, you know, it's a big check and they did win, so like, I don't know, I can watch it on TV. Or do people like just really need to be a part of it because they won? I wonder. I probably think it would be more of the latter, at least initially.
I mean, how many people who voted the way they voted because of inflation are going to pay thousands more to go to Bills games? A lot. You know, right. It's just, oh, I have to pay for football.
Right.
I mean, I'm struggling to pay for gas, but I have to pay for football. How do we get here in 10 minutes? I'm sorry. I don't really, that's not Bill's. What happened? We'll edit this out in post. That'll all just be on the podcast
right.
For the subscribers.
I don't know why they put that in the script today. I was
yes.
not expecting that.
Yeah, it's definitely not our fault. So no Kincaid.
Right.
Do you care?
Yeah. I would like to have as many of my good players as possible. Like I don't really feel like you know, him not busting out in a way that would be really newsworthy, like around the league, means he's not a helpful, useful player to have on the team. I mean, I think he makes, even if it's modest, there are plays each week he makes that, you know, I think are useful, helpful, and I don't know that I trust Quentin Morris or Knox to necessarily make the plays he's been making for them. So, yeah, I would rather have all my guys. You know, I think watching that Belichick breakdown, it's only a couple series of plays that you're talking about, but, you know, here it looks like they're doubling Kincaid and they're doubling Diggs. Like, you know, this is last year. The fact that Kincaid warrants that kind of attention makes me wish he were on the field for this game.
Okay.
You know, I don't know, you know, we might be missing how he impacts game plans defensively because of, you know, some modest stats and no real big, like, oh, wow, did you see that game from him? I still think I feel the loss. I was hoping, I wasn't optimistic, but I was still holding out hope. You know, he'd get there. I did feel all week as though Cooper was even more important than him because of Coleman being out. But I'm having a hard time, like, thinking about this game being a game where really either offense really gets after it. You know, like, any idea that this will turn into, like, a 13 seconds type game, I just have a hard time seeing it. The Chiefs have not been that team really all year. The Bills have been in pockets, but they really just don't have all their dudes. And I think Kansas City can probably take away one or two. And if I don't have the depth, you know, that's where Kincaid, I think, would have come in handy. Maybe that frees up Shakir in spots. But without Kincaid, I feel like Shakir and Cooper, like, that's really who I'd be focused on if I'm the Chiefs. And I think you can probably manage that. And on the other side, I mean, it's Kelce, who's been fantastic his career, and of course, even just against the Bills specifically. I don't feel like there's a ton else that I got to be really worried about the Chiefs pushing it down the field on me. Mahomes and Worthy have not really connected. I mean, he's capable, certainly, of getting open. We've seen him open, and we've just seen Mahomes miss him. I don't feel like the Bills have all their dudes.
I don't like this game for Kansas City's offense very much at all, which is a very unsettling feeling, because I know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't. I mean, the Bills have the corners. Does that matter? Does that help the Bills that much in this game? Like, are they throwing down the field outside? Not really. I mean, that's not... So the Bills might not get the most out of that advantage. It'll be over the middle. And that can happen. Like, Kelce, Hopkins.
Right.
That can happen. I think Kareem Hunt is terrible. I mean, he's just been terrible. He's out of the league for a reason. They brought him back when Pacheco got hurt, eventually, because, like, they know him. And they're getting into the red zone, and he's scoring touchdowns for them. But his efficiency is horrendous. And I think every team wants to run on the Bills. And a lot of them are pretty good at it. It can be like last week where Taylor busted an early big run, but really after that didn't do much. And like we talk about a lot, the Bills, to say the least, maybe can live with giving up running plays. Like, if you have Patrick Mahomes on your team, you want to hand the ball to Kareem Hunt, knock yourself out.
Right.
Like, that's I'm fine with that. I think that works both ways with these teams. But I just don't think Kansas City is likely to... Like, Pacheco in the playoff game was a problem.
Yeah, that's a big play threat.
Right.
And Hunt is really not that.
He's the farthest thing from that.
Right.
He's slow and just... This is great for the Bills if that's how Kansas City thinks, because of the matchup, that that's what they need to do. I mean, good luck. I don't see the Chiefs having much success running the ball in this game because he's so bad. He tests the running backs don't matter thing. I mean, it's relative. So I don't like that for them. And then really what they are, it's going to have to be like 10 play drives, which... Okay. I mean, Mahomes has turned the ball over this year. This defense, I mean, they're getting pressure. Rousseau, Miller. I'm kind of a little bit weirdly, maybe too confident about the Bills' defense in this game. And I also think if they're sharp early, which has not been common, the Bills' offense, if they get ahead, I think they could run away with it. I think that, you know, the Kansas City has been just like the pressure of this season and these close wins, which a lot of people, I think, are finding funny. And they're asking whether or not the Chiefs are immune to the kind of close game stuff that all the other teams have to live with. They're not. There's not a physical way where that could be real. Like, they're going to get spanked here at some point, and they're going to lose close games. And it's another, you know, if you agree, I guess. If you don't, then you don't. But if you agree, I guess, then it's another reason for the Bills, for all of us, to take the game seriously. Because, like, a win puts you right there next to them in the standings with the tiebreaker. And they both have some easier-looking games than harder-looking games. But Kansas City has just not been dominant at all, other than, like, historically, you know, over the years. So I think a kind of an easy win is in the range of outcomes for the Bills. And I doubt it is for the Chiefs. They're just not scoring. Mm-hmm. They're on the road. Any game can be a turnover game, and that just sort of makes it stupid, and anything can happen when that's the case. Apart from that, I think the chances of the Bills winning double digits, maybe conservatively, is real, and I don't know for Kansas City. We've got our guest Sam Paniatovic coming up, who also writes for Fox, and his play in this game, or what he wrote, is to tease Kansas City. Joe maybe mentioned that yesterday too. Like, tease the Chiefs up to 8.5 point underdogs. I would not do that. I'm not the pro like these guys.
Right.
I would not do that because I think kind of an easy Bills win is possible. You know, like a big score.
Yeah, I sure like hearing that. I'm not sure I see their offense really being able to do that to this Kansas City defense. Now, recognizing that any game can get sideways. I mean,
well, that's right, too.
The Ravens hung 35 on the Bills, and, you know, the Bills have a somewhat excellent defense. So, you know, on any day, like, that can happen. But I feel like without their full complement, you know, missing Coleman, missing Kincaid in the passing game, they've leaned into that sixth offensive lineman look, two tight end stuff. I just have a feeling the Bills are going to really take the Kansas City run defense out for a ride. Like, let's see how good you are. Like, your numbers are good. You've had good success. We ran down their success against number one running backs yesterday. You looked it up, and they've done a great job. Jackson got him in the opener for a lot of yards, you know, running quarterback, but Henry was in check, and mostly that's the case all year long. I think the Bills have kind of leaned into this power deal with Alec Anderson as a sixth offensive lineman on the field, and they've used that on the season 15% of the time. I don't know. Something tells me I wouldn't be surprised to see that tick up above 20.
I don't
in this game.
I wouldn't be surprised either, but why I ask about Kincaid, like, do you care? It's sort of a flippant question, is because he is not a tight end. Like, he is not somebody that helps them do that. Anderson has, you know, but Kincaid is up in my way for anything I want to do, which I don't mean like negatively toward him. It's just I can't have my slot receiver, Shakir, who's my most efficient player, really maybe to the fullest because I've got him on the field. Then I've got Knox, who stays on the field, and Hollins, who stays on the field. Right now, I'm Hollins, Cooper, Shakir, Knox. And I think that's perfect. I think that's kind of how I want to be. If I had Coleman, I'd mix in Coleman. If I had Kincaid, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't. I don't even know if I'd play him as much as 60% of the snaps. I like this. I like this.
Yeah.
So he's good, but he just, it's just so complicated. Convoluted is a better word. The Bills offense with all the eating, the snacking going on. Well, here's to it. Bills 2-46. Interesting for all my annual sarcastic attitude about Raven Steelers game that's the higher total.
Yeah, right.
That game's 48.5. Buffalo's 46 against Kansas City. And the game I'm describing with the Chiefs having the ball, the game you're describing with the Bills having the ball, that's an under.
Yeah.
That's 20-17.
Yeah.
Something like that. Sam Patriotovich, BetQL Daily. Next, Matt Verderam today. We had Matt scheduled for Wednesday. He had a conflict. We'll talk to him. Covers the Chiefs about the matchup. And Sal will join us at 4:30. 5 o'clock hour will be calls today, which hopefully is fun. And we'll have picks at 6. Football Friday on WGR continues with Sam after a break. It is time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.